If you have it there, here, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, here on top. Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be Nisochim Haboyim Bifnei Atzmon? Let's say they bring the Sochim, that means they just bring the wine. They pour the wine on top of the Mizbeah, it comes by itself. Usually Nisochim is a chayv to bring by a lot of Kabonis. All the Kabonis at the Korban HaTomid, you have to bring the Nisochim with the Korban. Let's say you do not bring the Korban itself, you only bring in the Nisochim by itself. Rashi says the case is where you brought the Korban yesterday and you could bring the Nisochim the next day or even in 10 days from now. So when you bring the Nisochim by themselves, Tunim Shira Ayen Tunim Shira. The Levium have to sing then with their Kalim, with their Peh, that they have to sing, say Shira then or not. Usually, by a regular Korban, when you bring the Korban and then you bring the Nisochim, the Levium have a mitzvah to have Shira. They have to sing along. So maybe that's only with the Korban, but just the Nisochim by itself is the Shaila. What's the Shaila? Kivan the Yom Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Om Rabbi Yenison. That Minayin, how do I know to say? Shainoimrim Shira El Alayayin, that we only say Shira by wine. That was more before, we dashed in a lot of psukim, that Pasuk and Shaftim, Chdalti, that we say Shira on wine. If so, I'm reading here also, since there's a mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin, they used to pour the wine on top of the Mizbeach. So if so, there's this Indian to say Shira also. Oiduma, maybe no. Alachilu Shti, I'm reading. Maybe you have to have an Achila means you have to have a Korban there also. You have to be burning the Korban. And then when you pour the wine on the Mizbeach, that's when you have the Shira. But Ashtiya Luchuda Loyam Rinan. But maybe on Shtiya, on drinking by itself, just the wine, maybe then there's no mitzvah of Shira. So that's the Shaila. Rashi says Achila Shtiya means Korban and Sochen. Maybe you have to have both together. Smor says Toshima, come in here. It says what? That Rabbi Yossi said before that Megalglin Schus Liyam Zaka, we make something good for a good day and something bad for a bad day. So the question was, Hai Shira, over there it says, by the day Kamat, they were the Churban Habayis, the Churban the Beis Migdash, they were saying Shira. So the question is, Hai Shira, Mayavidite, what were they singing Shira then? You let me, if you want to tell me, the year last Chayva, that was on Tisha B'Av, the day of the Churban Habayis. So you want to tell me that day the Shira they said was the Chayvas from the Korban Elul, the Korban Atomid they brought. So the question is, Mihevei, was there a Korban Atomid anymore? The Shivasa Batamis Botla Tamid. That year, on Shivasa Batamis, they stopped having the Korban Atamid. Like the Goyim surrounded already Yerushalayim, and they couldn't bring any Korbanis, any animals inside. So they stopped having enough animals, Kvosim, to bring the Korban Atamid from Shivasa Batamis. So from by Tisha B'Av, they didn't have the Korban anymore. The Yela, maybe, the Yela's Nadova. Maybe the Pshat is that somebody's son happened to have a Ben Bok or a Korban there to be brought for a Nadova. And that's what they were saying to Shira. Samura says, no, but Tony Rav Mori bread Rav Kano, the Lloyd Sricho, that we said before, no, that on Eilas Nedova, you don't have to have Shira. Shira only comes on Eilas Chayva, when there's a Chayv to bring it, or Kvul and Zman, but something you can bring anytime you want, the Chal doesn't have a Chayv to have Shira. So, the question is, how were they saying Shira there on that Tisha B'Av? They had no Korban. And Allah isn't the Pshat, then the Sochin. That even though they didn't have the Korban HaTomid, but they had Nesachim, they were pouring wine on the Mizbeach. So you have a Raya, that when you just pour the wine alone, even without a Korban, still there's a mitzvah to say Shira. Smur says, no, there is no proof. Omar Rava says, V'teimu Ravashi, V'tizbra, this is a good reasoning, Shira D'yoyma. That day we had before was Yom Rishon. So it was Mitzvah Shabbos when the Korban HaBayis took place. The Tishpah came out on Sunday, on Yom Rishon. So Shir with the Yom really should have been Lashem or some Loya, like we say Yom Rishon. That the Shir Levim sang was Lashem or some Loya. So it says before in the Gemara they were saying the capital of Vayoshev Alei Mesoinim BeShir with the Abba BeShabahu. Like how come they were singing the Shira that goes to Wednesday, goes to Yom Revi? They were singing the Mizmor of Vayoshev Alei Mesoinim. So anyway, Takasha, they were saying like the wrong Shira. Elo, the answer is I love the Yamo the Noflo B'Pamayu. They were stam singing Shira, not Pateros, the mitzvah Shira because of the Nesachim, but stam, Levim, stam, they were singing Shira then. It's interesting, even though it was Amish Tishva, was the day of the Churban Abayis, but right before the Churban, they were singing Shira to Hashem. For the more noble, I'm the Malduchonim Ketonis, Mashma, they were standing on the right places where they're supposed to when they say Shira. So mashmu was a real mitzvah shiva they were saying then, not just time they decided to sing something. So Marin says, could a Rosh Lakish? The Yom Rosh Lakish says, Oy meshiva shlei ala korban. If Levium wanted to, they could say shiva without a korban, like they could say shiva anytime they want. So they're also not a stand on duchonim. So then that tishba, what they sang, they were not singing al sechiva, because the Nesachim without a korban. Could be Nesachim without a korban. You have no chiv to have shiva. There was stam singing stam shiva. So the question is, if that's the halacha, that they could stam sing a shira even without a korban, yochi, but Nesachim nami leima. So what's your question then? If you say you could say shira without a korban altogether, so say shira just with the Nesachim alone? What's the shaila? Why shouldn't you be able to say shira? You can tell me you can say shira anytime you want. So what's the shaila? You shouldn't be able to say shira when you bring the Nesachim without a korban. So Mar says true, but the answer here is, Nofeg Menei Churba, something bad would come out, means Midrabbonim, there's a swore to say, they should say not to do it. Rashi says, the Yosla Meimor, Ki Eichid in the Sochem Aboyim of Niyatzman Rishus, people think that if they would say the Shira, when they bring the Sochem by itself, and you're telling me now, maybe the Pshat is not Mechuyiv to, but it's Rishus, if you want to, you're allowed to. See, if you're allowed to, and you could do it, people make mistakes and say, that Nesachim Aboyim in the Korbanami Rishus, they say that when you bring the Nesachim with a regular korban, that's also only your Rishus. There's a permission. If you want, you could say Shira. And if not, they won't know there's a real Chiv. If so, that's a sfar to say that the Rabbanan told you not to say Shira. So therefore, from here, you have no proof. That it could be the din is that the Nesachim by itself is not Mechuyiv to have Shira. And if you're not Mechuyiv to have Shira, that's a sfar the Rabbanan should say not to do it. So if we have no proof on the Shaila, it's a good Shaila, if you could say Shira, even though you do not have a Korban, just within the Sochim by itself. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, what we have before, in the daf before, that Rabbi Yossi said, Megalgalin Tzchus L'Yom Zakei, because something good to a Yom Zakei, Rashi says, Zakei L'Yom Zakei, Rashi before said, Min goes on, Tzchus L'Yom Zakei means, Benisim Nigalu, Benisim Asidun L'Goyal. Just like Nisan first took place, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, for the Nimes Hashem, Yimesh Mashiach will also be, the Gula Shtayim will also come in Nisan. That's called Megagwan Schus L'Yom Zak, and who Adin Chayv L'Yom Chayva, means on Tisha B'Av, the Klai Yisrael at that time cried, they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, so Hashem paid them back and gave them the Zuchur Ben Abayis on Tisha B'Av. And then the B'Yishi said in the Bryce before was that for Rishayna, the first Churban of the Beis HaMikdash was B'Moitzoy Shvius. It was like after Shemitah, like on the first year right after Shemitah. So the question is that true? Mi Mishkachas Lo could come out that the Churban of the Bayis took place on the first year of Shemitah, like Moitzoy Shemitah. Is that true? Mi Mishkachas Lo Ivoksiv, the Pasuk says Micheskel B'Yeshrim V'Chol Meishana. It was the 25th year L'Golusenu that we went into Golus. Rashi says it means Golus Yehoyochin. To the goalless of Yehoyachin, Vacherash Ramaskev, Yecheskel Hoyisham, Hoyimon, Yecheskel was with them, with Yehoyachin. It says the 25th year of the Golasainu. Now, Barosh Hashonah, Beyesla was Rosh Hashonah, and Beyechla Chodesh, the 10th day, that means Yom Kippur. Beyarba also Shonah, Achar Asher Huksoir. It was 14 years after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Huksoir, the Yerushalayim was captured. So that's what happened. So Ezeo Hishona, which year is it? Shirosh Hashona B'yes L'chodesh, that the Rosh Hashanah comes out on Yom Kippur. Have Yom is the Yovel? That's Yovel. Rashi says Yovel. That's Rosh Hashanah Shalor B'Yom Kippurim. It's Rosh Hashanah. The din of Yovel is chal on Yom Kippur. The Taken Bez the Meshefer Bez used to blow on the Shefer then for the Tzarim Avodim. Then the Avodim will be free to the house. The Sardis Chosen the Balayim, the Yoz Miris, Shiyav, then we'll see it's Yevil. Alma Shnasa Yevil, who be Shnas Yudalid, Lechurban Abayas. Comes out that the Shnasa Yevil was the 14th year from the Churban Abayas. And Rashi's the Havamina now is also, Gesav Rav, the Bahadi Shosa, the Churban Kamar, including the year of the Churban itself. The Yevil, who the Yevilam, the Maitsoy Shvias. Yevil itself was always the 50th year, the year after Shemitah. Tishnas Mem Teshviyasi, like the 49th year, that's Shemitah, and then the 50th year is Yovel. So Kitzur, what the Pasuk says here, that again it was the 25th year of Legolasenu from the time they left Yehoyachin, and now it was a Rosh Hashanah. The Eslach, I mean, it was a Yovel year, which this Yovel year was 14 years after the Churban HaBayis. Now, if you can tell me and think that the Chag B'Shavua Choriv, that the Churban HaBayis took place on the Moitzoi Shemitah, meaning the first year of the new Shemitah, is so, Mechad B'Shavua Lechad B'Shavua Timnet, from the first year to the next first year is 8 years later. It's 7 years, like from one to number eight is eight. 8 years. Now, Lechad B'Shavu Achrino, until the end of the next Shemitah, until the beginning, was Chomish Esrin Heaven, it was 15 years. Sadi tell me it was only 14 years, the Chur should be 15 years. Like how come it says here, it was 14 years after the Churban. And this here was what was on Yovel. So if you're telling me now that the Shemitah, that the Churban took place on Moitzoi, so then the Yovel should be the 15th year, not the 14th year. So Marin says, Omravino b'yarbos shono acha shono shuk's year. It means to say we're not including in this Cheshbon the year of the Churban HaBayis. It means it's 14 years later after that year. So from number 2 to number 15, that's 14 years. So the year after the year of the Churban of Beis HaMikdash, now we're 14 years later. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, the Yeshchum of the Chomishonah wanted to say it was the 25th year now of the Golis, the Chur Eshchum V'Sheshav, it should have been the 26th year of the Golis. The Yom HaMarkos, we learn like this, Golu Bashiva, there was a Golis of 7 years. Rashi says Golu Bashiva means B'Shona Shviyas L'Kibush Yochum. From the 7th year that Yehoyakim took over Yerushalayim, there was a Golus to how to leave Yerushalayim. That's called Golu B'Shev, and Golu B'Shemayim was Golu the 8th year old. So Rashi says, Kleima, Shoysa Golus Hoysa Bashona Shminas Lamarchus Nebuchadnezzar. It was the 8th year of the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. The Shona Shni Lamarchus Kibush Yehoyakim. Because the second year, like the year after Nebuchadnezzar became Melech, that's when Yehoyakim took over Yerushalayim, and he stayed there for 7 years. And the 7th year that after Yehoyakim took over Yerushalayim, he was also thrown out of Yerushalayim, which was really the 8th year of the Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. Now, the Yudches Golu, there was also a Golus on Yudches. Rashi says in Tzidkio, that was with Tzidkio, for Yehoyso Chorvas Yerushalayim. That's the year when Yerushalayim was Chorv. That was 18 years later. After Yehoyakim took over Yerushalayim, the Yosef Shnas Yudches LaKibushachim was the 18th year that Yehoyakim took over Yerushalayim. 18 years later was the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. The Shnas that was really the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar to be Melech. Yeah, so 19 years after Nebuchadnezzar became Melech, that's when there was the Churban HaBayis. Now, yeah. That's called Golub Yudches and Golub Yutes. Now Mishev from 7, V'ya Timnesor until 18, Chatzor it's 11 years, and then V'chomesh Esrim with 15, that's Esrim V'sheish, it should be 26th year. So what does it say now? It's 25 years after that Golus, it should 11 and 15 should be the 26th year. It's not the 25th. So Morin says, Omolach Ravina, Ulvidach, even according to your Cheshbin, Minicha, does it come out good? Michti, let's see. It says, Golu namni betisha sara. The Golus was the 19th year. Rashi Sagal died of the Haidim Ataritz. The Morris thought now the answer was there were Gimel Golius. The other Tony Goli, because if you test, there were two different Golius. So you want to say that in exile, the 19th year, so what? Golu namni betisha esrei with the 19th year. So let's see. Mishev from 7. Via Tishasur until 19 is Tapisori, there are 12 years. Now, Via Visori and 14 years, so you have 12 and 14, is Esra Meshishev, and it also should be 26 years. So the Cheshbon also doesn't come out good. If I have to say 25, it should be 26. Elamayas Lachomayim, what do you have to answer over here? Elamayas Lachomayim, what do you have to say? That Levar Mishasa de Golibor, we're not including that first year they went into Golis. That year is not included. We're talking the years afterwards. If so, l'didinami, to my cheshbin also, I'll tell you, levar mishisa to Golubo. It's after the 6 years of Golubo, that's when we're counting. So therefore, it's only 25 years later. So Ms. Samurai's question, mikomokom shisa, sir. It's 19. Mikomokom shisa l'ravina kasha. To Ravina Takasha, where do you have the 19th year? Like, where's the Golus of the 19th? How do you have that? Mikomokom shisa sir l'ravina kasha. So my answer is, yeah. So my answer is, Misawa, who told you Sholos Golias said whether there were three different times of Golus? No. Golu Bisheva Likibus Yochum. They first left Yerushalayim the seventh year after Yochum took over. She, which was Shemona Nebuchadnezzar, which was the eighth year of the kingdom of the Nebuchadnezzar. Now, Golu b'Shemayna Sar, when were they like thrown out of the, when was the Churban of Ayis like, when were they thrown out of Yerushalayim, they captured Yerushalayim and burnt it? That was the 18th year of the Kibush HaYokim, the Kibush HaYokim. She, which was Tisha Solu Nebuchadnezzar, which was the 19th year of the Nebuchadnezzar. So it's not three different times, it's only two times. There's one time, Stam, when HaYokim was thrown out of Yerushalayim, and then there's like 18 years, which is, that was 7, which is 11 years later, when there was the Churban Abayis. That's when the whole, they burnt, that's when they took over Yerushalayim and burnt it. To Yom HaMarkus, we learned like this, in Seder Olam we learned, Yom HaMar, Shona Rishona Kivis Ninveh. Like the first year, that was the year that Ninveh took over. That was called Shona Rishona. In the first year of the Nebuchadnezzar, he conquered Ninveh, and it's